Blog Talk Radio.
Who taught the sun where to stand in the morning? And who told the ocean you can only come this far?
Welcome to this,
edition of UCA Radio, where you will find music and a message. UCA stands for United Christian Ambassadors. So if you are a true believer in the Lord Jesus Christ, then you are an ambassador for Christ. You represent heaven. So that also makes you a UCA member. Amen? Amen. I am your host, Pastor T. Meyer McCain of Church of Jesus Christ Ministry, which is located at 869 North Euclid Avenue, Upland, California, 91786. And our services start at 1:30 p.m. every Sunday. Once again, it's 869 North Euclid Avenue, Upland, California, 91786. And our services start at 1:30 p.m. every Sunday. So come and visit us. Come in, and worship with us. And if you're looking for a church home, come and join ours. You will be blessed. You will wax strong in the spirit. You will grow. And so come on, okay? All righty. So right now, call or text or inbox all your friends and family members and tell them to dial in for this special edition of UCA Radio. Dial in now. Call them. The number to dial in is 646-668-8537. That's 646-668-8537. Tell them to dial in now. Or you can look for my post on Facebook, Twitter, or Instagram. Just click on the link or even alignable. And just click on the link where you see the post of today's show to listen from your computer. So you can just listen from your computer. You can click on the link today and all this week on Facebook. So if you're listening now or if you didn't get a chance to listen to the program, just go to my Facebook page and look for the post for this particular program anytime this week. Click on it, and you can hear the entire program, okay? Or just go to blogtalkradio.com and look for Solar Records Radio, and then click on UCA Radio, and you'll find it. Okay, I know that's a lot, but, you know, it's worth it, okay? Also, we have a book. I released a book. It's called Who is God Unveiling the Mystery? And it's by Pastor T. Meyer McCain. It's available right now on Amazon. So you can order the book right now. And I would advise you to order a couple of copies for family and friends. Who is God Unveiling the Mystery by Pastor T. Meyer McCain. Also, you can visit our webpage, which is churchofjesuschristministry.com. So visit our web page. When you get on the page, you'll see the three little lines on the left, and you just click on that, and you'll be able to navigate throughout the entire web page, and you'll come across some really good, interesting things. Okay. As a matter of fact, you could go on there and click on media. Go on there and click on media, and it will take you to the Message of Life with T. Meyer and Tasila McCain on hsbn.tv. Now, you can go right to hsbn.tv and put in the Message of Life with T. Meyer and Tasila McCain, or you can get it through our webpage, churchofjesuschristministry.com. Either way, you can do it. You can also catch us on YouTube, The Message of Life with T. Meyer and Tusila McCain, and on many other apps anytime this week. That's right there, ready, available for you anytime this week. So join us. You will be blessed. Also, you can go under the book or books if you're on the webpage, churchofjesuschristministry.com. Just go on, just click on books. And it will take you to Who is God Unveiling the Mystery. It'll take you right to Amazon so you can order right away, okay? You'll love this book. It's really refreshing. It's really an eye-opener. It'll help you understand a lot of things, okay? So as you, you know, when you read the Bible, there's a lot of things that you don't understand. Why did this happen? What is this about and all of that? Well, this book will kind of help you understand that. It's very enlightening, and I encourage every true believing Christian to order this book and you'll see how you will grow even just by reading this book. Read it along with your Bible as you study, during your study time. But take some time to go privately and just read this book with no distractions. Just privately go and start reading this book, and you'll see how the Spirit of the Lord will come upon you, and you will understand it, okay? Who is God? Unveiling the Mystery by Pastor T. Meyer McCain is now available on Amazon. And visit The Message of Life on hsbn.tv, okay? And you can get it through our webpage, or you can get it through YouTube and any other app. There's a lot of other apps that we're on as well. So be blessed. And listen, don't go away. We will be right back, so you stay right where you are, okay?
I'm captivated, I'll say it, I'm on a whole new retreat. My space invaded, upgraded, I hear you talking to me. It's in the boom of the thunder, it's in the cool of the rain. And I'll say, I don't ever want to get away. Tonight is beautiful, it's got my mind on you. And everywhere I turn is a reminder.
To UCA Radio, where you will find music and a message. Once again, this is Pastor T. Meyer McCain, and I am your host, and we're going to get right into the message for today. The message for today is entitled, Someone Close. Someone Close. Now, understand what this message is about, and I pray, Lord, that you give our listeners understanding to the message that you are about to reveal to them, that you will give them understanding, that they may know exactly what you're trying to say. Help us all, Lord, to continually receive of you so that we can wax strong in the spirit and have a stronger walk. We want to love our way into you, Lord, that we may be one according to the prayer of the Lord Jesus Christ in John 17. Thank you, Lord. Be with us. Hallelujah. Someone close. Christians, please understand this. If you don't understand anything else, understand this. We are on a straight and narrow pathway. Such a straight and narrow pathway that Satan and his demons will do anything to get you off course, to take you away from fulfilling your destiny in God, to knock you off of this pathway that leads directly to Jesus Christ, including using people in your life who are close to you, very close, like a few family members. Yes, as Jesus said in Matthew chapter 10, verse 36, and a man's foes shall be they of his own household. Many of your unsaved, unbelieving members in your family, they just don't fully understand your walk with the Lord. So they may speak against you or not invite you to a few family functions. Or they might talk about you with other family members behind your back. And some will even challenge you concerning your faith. Just keep in mind that this is going to require patience and love on your part. Just stay steadfast in your walk, in your work for the Lord, and in your love for the Lord. Because you know yourself. You know what your calling is. So keep moving forward in the Lord, and you will end up ministering to those very family members who spoke against you in God's time. So be patient and love them. Remember Job's wife? When Job was going through his trials and troubles, his wife didn't help at all. This is what she said in Job 2, chapter 2, verse 9. Then said his wife unto him, dost thou still retain thine integrity? Curse God and die. This is what she said. Told her that she was speaking foolishly, and she was. However, when God finally blessed Job, and he blessed him greatly, she received the benefits as well. The very person that told her to curse God and die received all the benefits of God's blessing upon Job. You can't always listen to the advice of people who don't know your relationship with the Lord, no matter if they're family or not. They don't understand or know your calling, your walk. Just cling on to what God told you and showed you. There will be many people who will get close to you, but always be alert. Remember Delilah, Samson's girlfriend? She was not his wife, but she was someone close to Samson, someone he loved and trusted. She continually pressured him into telling her the secrets of his strength. She teamed up with his enemies to discover the secret of his strength, and that ended up killing Samson. Judges 16, verses 15 through 22. And she said unto him, talking to Samuel, this is Delilah talking to Samuel, talking to Samson. She was talking to Samson. How can you say, I love you, when your heart is not with me? This is what she's telling him. You have mocked me these three times and have not told me wherein your great strength lies. And it came to pass when she pressed him daily with her words and urged him so that his soul was vexed. I mean, she was really getting on his nerves, right? Until his soul was vexed unto death, that he told her all his heart and said unto her, there hath not come a razor upon mine head, for I have been a Nazarite unto God from my mother's womb. If I be shaven, then my strength will go from me, and I will become weak and be like any other man. And when Delilah saw that he had told her all his heart, She sent and called for the lords of the Philistines, the enemies of God, saying, "Come up this once, for he hath showed me all his heart." Then the lords of the Philistines came up unto her and brought money in their hand. They paid her. This is the woman that Samson loved. And she made him sleep upon her knees. And she called for a man, and she caused him to shave off the 7 locks of hair on his head. And she began to afflict him, and his strength went from him. And she said, "The Philistines be upon you, Samson." And he awoke out of his sleep and said, "I will go out as other times before and shake myself." But he didn't know that the Lord was departed from him. But the Philistines took him and put out his eyes and brought him down to Gaza and bound him with fetters of brass. And he did grind in the prison house. Howbeit, the hair of his head began to grow again after he was shaven. So he was there for a long time, because his hair began to grow back. It's not said that Delilah actually loved Samson. I don't think she did. But I do know this. They were unequally yoked. She couldn't be trusted. She had no respect for the one true living God who Samson served. But God caused Samson to kill more Philistines at the time of his death than he did while he was alive, all while he was living. His hair grew back, and he defeated the Philistines. He killed more of them at his death than he did all while he was living. But let this be a lesson for all of us. Samson should have never told her something precious that comes from the Lord. God will give you things, and he will share things very precious to you and to him. Things that's very precious to him that he will share with you. Don't share it with someone, unless, of course, you're led by the Spirit of the Lord to do so. But other than that, don't share it with someone who might be close to you, although they might be close to you, but they're unbelievers because they won't understand it. It's like giving your pearls to swine. They'll trample all over it. They don't know the value of what you just gave them. And this includes family members. Remember Miriam and Aaron, the sister and brother of Moses? They were his right-hand people, yet out of jealousy, out of pure jealousy, they rose up against Moses. Seeing how the Lord had worked through Moses, they were jealous and they rose up against him saying, "We're prophets also. You know, we hear from God." You know, they were going through all of this. But God defended Moses. God told Aaron and Miriam that he will speak to prophets in dreams and visions, but not so with Moses. This is what the Lord said to them concerning Moses in Numbers chapter 12, verse 8. "With Moses will I speak mouth to mouth, even apparently, and not in dark speeches." He will be plain. He will plainly speak to Moses, face to face. "And the similitude of the Lord shall he behold." Wherefore, he's asking now, he told him, this is what I do with Moses. "So why then were you not afraid to speak against my servant Moses?" He was upset with them, with both Aaron and Miriam. But Miriam, who actually got all this started, the Lord was really upset with her. She was struck with leprosy. And Moses cried out to the Lord, and she repented, and after a while, God healed her. God will fight your battles when you stay strong in him. Satan will use close friends. He will use very close friends. Jesus had this problem when those he called his friends hurt him. He was hurt by his friends. How many of you have been hurt by friends? And those that you thought were very, very close friends. Peter denied him 3 times after he told Jesus, or he denied him 3 times, but He had told Jesus before that he would never deny him, but Jesus knew that he would. That's why Jesus told him that he would deny him three times before the rooster crowed. And that's exactly what happened. Judas betrayed him also, but the Lord knew that Judas was going to do that as well. He knew beforehand. And then all 12 forsook him and ran when the Romans came to take him. They ran. Jesus knew all of these things were going to happen to him hundreds of years before it happened. Jesus prophesied about it hundreds of years before it actually happened when he spoke by the Spirit through King David in Psalm 55, verses 12 through 14. This is what the Lord said through David. He said, "For it was not an enemy that reproached me. Then I could have borne it," or I could have taken that. "Neither was it he that hated me that did magnify himself against me. Then I would have hid myself from him. But it was you, a man, mine equal, my guide, and mine acquaintance, a good friend. We took sweet counsel together and walked unto the house of God in company." It was his close friends. These were his disciples, his followers, his friends. Jesus was hurt so bad by his own people, just knowing that they wanted him crucified. Now, this was his own people, the rest of the Israelites. The people, you know, as it's written, he came unto his own, but his own received him not. He came to his own, but they wanted him crucified. They didn't receive him. Jesus knew his hour was coming, that he would suffer great pain and agony like no man has ever endured, and it would be by his own people. His own people would be responsible for this pain and agony that he was about to endure. Terrible pain. He knew it was going to happen. This is what he told Peter, James, and John in Matthew chapter 26, verse 37 and 38. "And he took with him Peter and the two sons of Zebedee," which was James and John, "and began to be sorrowful and very heavy. Then saith the Lord," saith Jesus, "unto them, my soul is exceeding sorrowful, even unto death. Tarry ye here and watch with me." All of this was more painful to Jesus than we could ever know. Jesus was so emotionally torn and pained that he also wrote through King David by his Spirit that he felt like flying away. Just wanted to get away from it all. This is what he said through King David in Psalm 55, verses 4 through 6. "My heart is severely pained within me, and terror of death have fallen upon me. Fearfulness and trembling have come upon me, and horror has overwhelmed me. So I said, oh, that I had wings like a dove, I would fly away and be at rest." And now, today, we have even some faithless and unholy people who call themselves Christians but are not. They're not Christians, but they call themselves Christians because, you know, some of them are plants sent by witches and Jesuits and demons into your church to get close to you and pull on you to take you away from your destiny. Jude chapter 1, verse 4, I'm reading from the New Living Way translation, which really makes this clear. "I say this because some ungodly people have wormed their way into your churches, saying that God's marvelous grace allows us to live immoral lives." You know, this is a lot of that false grace doctrine that's floating around even today. "The condemnation of such people was recorded long ago, for they have denied our only master and Lord, Jesus Christ." That means they don't know him. When you're going and doing things like that. You don't really know Jesus Christ. You may call yourself a Christian, but you don't know the Lord. These are those who claim to be prophets or have special gifts. Their action says one thing while they speak deceitfully. They are liars, manipulating you and trying to force you to go after other gods. Open your minds, they say, and explore other ways to God. If you ever hear a Christian say there are many ways to God, you get away from that person because they don't know the Lord Jesus Christ. Jesus says, I'm the only way. I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man comes unto the Father but by me. So if they're going to lead you somewhere else, you don't need to open your mind to any worldly gods. That's opening your minds to demons. This is what the Lord say to us about these liars in Deuteronomy 13, verses 1, 2, and 3. If there arise among you a prophet or a dreamer of dreams, and giveth you a sign or a wonder, and the sign or the wonder come to pass, it actually comes to pass, whereof he spake unto you, saying, let us go after other gods, which thou hast not known, and let us serve them. Here's what the Lord tells us to do. The Lord says, thou shalt not hearken unto the words of that prophet or that dreamer of dreams. For the Lord your God proveth you to know whether you love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul. Even if something come to pass that that prophet or dreamer of dreams say, and yet they're going to turn around and say, let's go and serve other gods. Let's go after other gods. Wanting to broaden your horizon, wanting to open your mind more. Do not follow those dreamer of dreams, those false prophets. Even some well-meaning Christians, some really well-meaning Christians who think that they are doing the will of God. But in reality, they too can be used by demons to get you off course. They will also pull on you. These well-meaning Christians can pull on you too. So be very careful. Be alert. Stay in the spirit. Satan will use anybody to take your faith and take away your destiny in Christ Jesus. Even those who call themselves pastors and evangelists, ministers, men of God, but who are not anointed by God. They're deceivers. They make you think they're anointed by God, but they are not. Those who are supposed to be trees of righteousness, but they are truly, truly wolves in sheep's clothing. They're hirelings. They're only ministering to you for the money. They're hirelings, not true shepherds. And you've come to trust these people. They can also lead you astray with their teachings and their ways. They preach Christ, but they mix God's teaching with doctrines of demons or doctrines of men, the teachings of men or the teachings of demons. As it is written in Galatians chapter 1, verse 9, as we said before, so say I now again. If any man preach any other gospel unto you than that you have received, let him be accursed. They preach another Jesus and not the Jesus of the Bible. Understand that when men mix the gospel, they are making their congregation eat of an unfruitful tree. They are partaking of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil all over again. Like Adam and Eve, they are causing their congregation to eat false doctrines, false teachings. They are eating of the doctrines or teachings of men and not of God. This is what Paul said in Galatians chapter 1, verses 10 through 12. For do I now persuade men or God? Or do I seek to please men? For if I yet please men, I should not be the servant of Christ. But I certify you, brethren, that the gospel which was preached of me is not after men, for any man. It's not after any demon. For I neither received it of man, neither was I taught it, but by the revelation of Jesus Christ. This is how he got his teachings, by the revelation of Jesus Christ, which only comes by the power of the Holy Spirit. So I say to you, receive the word that comes to you by the revelation of Jesus Christ. The Lord will confirm it by his Spirit to your spirit, and you'll know the word is true. Don't put your trust in our political leaders of today either. Always, always trust in God, because many of these political leaders are being led by demonic spirits themselves. Many of them, the very people you voted for and admired and feel close to, they are a lot like King Saul. Remember King Saul in the Old Testament? He was a king appointed by God, yet he was continually trying to kill David, God's anointed. Why? Because of jealousy. An evil spirit would come upon Saul, and he would literally try to kill David. Saul was someone close to David. He brought David into his house. David sat at his table, yet he tried to murder him several times. But God had to reject Saul because of disobedience. And to make matters worse, Saul went to a witch, not to try to hear from God, but to hear from Samuel. He went to a witch to hear from Samuel. God had already closed the door. God was not answering Saul. So he went to a witch, something God hates. He hates witchcraft. And Saul went to a witch to hear from Samuel. Now, that's ridiculous. At that moment, Saul signed his own fate. How are you going to go to a witch to hear from a prophet if God is not talking to you? He went to that witch, and she conjured up a mocking demon who pretended to be Samuel. And that demon said, tomorrow about this time you're going to be with me. That demon came from under the earth. And that next day, Saul and his son was killed in battle. And Saul ended up being with that spirit that he went to the witch to conjure up. Saul signed his own fate when he went to that witch, his own destiny. He continued to be disobedient to God continually, even till the time he died. He was disobedient. Christians, be careful. You don't want the same end as King Saul, a leader that's trying to kill you. And it seems that way with our political leaders when it comes to the survival of Christianity. Did you know they really want to do away with us? We are standing in their way. They can't get around it. They want to get rid of us because we preach Jesus Christ, who's absolute righteousness. He's absolute goodness. He's absolute love. We preach that, but they, because we are wicked, they don't want to hear it. So they do away with us, shut our mouths. You know, create a virus where we have to always wear masks so that we can't speak and stay so many feet away from each other and not be able to sing in some situations. They don't even allow us to sing in churches. And you can't touch anybody, so that's stopping us from laying hands on people. So many things that these wicked leaders are doing to put a stop in some way of Christianity. And they're going to keep on and keep on taking away our rights, our freedom of speech. All of this is about to come. But anyway, I got a little off of it. Okay, let's go back. Someone's close. That's why it's so important to stay close to the Lord in this hour. We have to stay with him. He's the only one that we can really stay close to. Now, I understand if you're married, you have to stay close to your wife or your husband and your children and all of that. Stay close, but you always stay closer to the Lord. Words cannot explain how important this is. Get to know the Lord. Get to know the Holy Spirit and walk in him. Repent. Remember to do that. We must repent. That means change. Turn your back on the sin, your lifestyle of sin, and take on the life of Jesus Christ. Turn from the sin and turn completely to the Lord. That's repentance. Let him dwell in you. Be sensitive to the leading of his Spirit and submit yourselves and follow him. Submit yourselves to the Lord. Submit and follow the Lord Jesus Christ. And remember, those who are led by the Spirit of God are the sons of God. So be a son of God. Follow Jesus. Obey the scriptures, which says, try or test every spirit, whether it is of God or not. You will know who is and who is not of God, no matter who they may be. It doesn't matter. You will know, because the Spirit of the Lord will be upon you. You are led by the Spirit of God, so you know to test every spirit because you know the real spirit. You know, there was a television show I was watching, and this person said, his guest on the show was a person that can spot counterfeit money at a glance. He'd know right away how to spot counterfeit money. So the host of the show says, well, you must study a lot of counterfeit money in order to be able to tell the difference. But he says, no, I study the real thing. So if you study the real thing, you know it immediately when something counterfeit comes. So if we're with the Lord and we're constantly in the Spirit of the Lord and walking with the Lord, and Christ is in you and you're in him and you're walking as one, you have a beautiful relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ, the Holy Spirit and Father God. When you got that going on, any other spirit you will recognize immediately. So be a son of God. Those who are led by the Spirit of God are the sons of God. Be sons, heirs of God, and follow Jesus. Obey the scriptures and try every spirit. Amen? Amen. That's the message for today. Don't go away. We'll be right back after this.
Just like
Come on, Christian. Rise and shine. Hallelujah. You're listening to UCA Radio, where you will hear music and a message. Here's the scriptures for the week. Numbers chapter 12, verse 8. With him will I speak mouth to mouth, even apparently and not in dark speeches. And the similitude of the Lord shall he behold. Wherefore then were you not afraid to speak against my servant Moses? This is the same thing that will happen with us in this hour. The Lord will speak to us face to face, mouth to mouth, and not in dark speeches, but plain, clearly. And people will, and he will punish those who will speak against us and try to harm us. No weapon formed against us will prosper. Praise the Lord. Here's another scripture, Psalm 55, verses 12 through 14. For it was not an enemy that reproached me, then I could have borne it. Neither was it he that hated me that did magnify himself against me. Then I would have hid myself from him. But it was you, a man, mine equal, my guide and my acquaintance. We took sweet counsel together and walked unto the house of God in company. Stay in the spirit so we can recognize those who call themselves Christians but are not, who call themselves your friends but really are not your friends. Matthew 26, verse 37 and 38. And he took with him Peter and the two sons of Zebedee and began to be sorrowful and very heavy. Then saith he unto them, my soul is exceeding sorrowful, even unto death. Tarry ye here and watch with me. And the last one here is Psalm 55, verses 4 through 6. My heart is severely pained within me, and the terrors of death have fallen upon me. Fearfulness and trembling have come upon me, and horror has overwhelmed me. So I said, oh, that I had wings like a dove, I would fly away and be at rest. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise God. Don't go away. We'll be right back after this. Stay right there.
Bye. The Lord has not a work in your heart.
I know my Lord will deliver.
I know you will surely win.
The Holy Ghost promised to deliver.
When you're free from sin, yeah.
Wipe the tears.
Wipe the tears from your eyes.
Free your soul.
Hallelujah. The Holy One has promised to deliver us. Praise the Lord. Thank you for tuning in. And I'm so grateful to many of you who listen from your computer or you dial in. We just pray that we've been a blessing to you and we will continue to be a blessing. Be sure to tell everyone that we're here every week at 3 p.m. Pacific time. So check your time zone and coincide, put it all together, and be able to join us at 3 p.m. Pacific time. It may be 6 p.m. wherever you are, or whatever the time might be. It's a worldwide broadcast. This broadcast is worldwide. So thank you for tuning in. Remember, we are here on Wednesday with Christian Talk with T. Meyer and Tasila, TNT. So be sure to join us with that, okay? That's at 8 p.m. Pacific time. So check your time zone, and that's on Wednesday evening, 8 p.m. All right? God bless you all, and thank you for tuning in. We will see you again next week on UCA Radio, hosted by T. Meyer McCain. Amen.
Second time around, but before you go, there's something I'd like to say. Everything's not what it seems. There's a stronger force behind.